Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. Have you ever noticed how a calm mind can really set the stage for a good night's sleep? That's the idea behind our new podcast, Good Sleep. Greg, our host from Optimal Relationships Daily, is here to help ease you into a peaceful night's rest with some positive affirmations. And these affirmations aren't just comforting. They can help ease anxiety and nurture positive thoughts, setting you up for true good sleep. So press play on Good Sleep tonight, because a good tomorrow starts with a good night's sleep. Just search for Good Sleep in your podcast app and be sure to pick the one from Optimal Living Daily.
This is Optimal Finance Daily, episode 578, Four Common Mistakes That Investors Make, by Tony with MoneyMiniBlog.com. And I'm Dan, your narrator. I'm here each weekday reading to you from some of the very best personal finance blogs anywhere. And don't forget, we actually have five different shows where we read blogs to you for free. And to find all of them, simply search for Optimal Living Daily wherever you're hearing this show. For now, let's hear today's post here on Optimal Finance Daily as we optimize your life. Four Common Mistakes That Investors Make, by Tony with MoneyMiniBlog.com. Investing is not a science. It is not possible to put your portfolio on autopilot and just watch your money grow, grow, grow. There is no one fixed, guaranteed path that leads to investment success. However, there are certain paths that will lead to guaranteed failure. Before you know what to do, you must first know what not to do. I'm going to go over four common mistakes that investors make. 1. Buying on the dip all the time. Do you know why just buy the dip is the favorite strategy of every passive investor? Because it's easy, there's zero judgment involved, and you don't have to use your brain at all. Stock price falls? Just buy the dip. People love to say, just buy the dip, because A, it makes them sound like investment gurus, as if they know a secret, just buy the dip, that others don't. And B, sometimes it works. Now, buying on the dip isn't wrong. It's the best way to make money in a bull market. Like Warren Buffett said, most of his money was made by being right and sitting tight. Don't trade in and out of a bull market in stocks. When the multi-year trend is upwards, buying the dip means that you hold stocks as the general market goes up. In other words, buy the dip is profitable if the market is going up. However, you cannot buy the dip all the time. Doing so is just being plain old lazy. What happens if the market enters into a prolonged bear market? People who just buy the dip will get their behinds handed to them. Let me give you an example. The U.S. stock market was doing great in the first half of 2007. By November 2007, the stock market had already started falling, and of course, some investors were all over themselves buying the dip. Well, you know what happened next. The stock market crashed for a year and a half. Of course, all these buy-the-dip investors magically became long-term investors who didn't care if it fell or rose. Well, it took over 5 years until the stock market reached the price level at which these investors had bought the dip. Imagine that, 5 years of making $0, and that's assuming they didn't sell their stock at the bottom of the market crash in 2009. You cannot blindly invest and pray for the best. Investing still requires some judgment, and for those who just want to buy the dip, you need to know if the market is still in a long-term bull market or if it's about to enter a bear market. 2. Listening to the gurus. I'm no guru, nor do I pretend to be one. I'm just a trader, that's it. A lot of people want to sound like geniuses, so they go on CNBC and start sprouting investment ideas off the top of their heads. The reality is that a lot of these gurus are just scams. Gurus start sprouting all over the place when the market is in a bubble. After all, everyone who's buying stocks is making money in a bubble. The track record of these gurus has nothing to do with their brains and everything to do with the stock market as a whole. A rising tide lifts all boats. Tips from gurus work great because all stock prices are rising until the stock market falls. The funny thing is that these gurus don't listen to their own advice. If they did, they wouldn't be talking to the media. They'd start an investment manager firm themselves and become billionaires. 3. Being unable to distinguish between investing and gambling. I know that there is a certain thrill when you send in an order to buy X number of shares of a certain stock. There's always a rush of adrenaline that's associated with investing. The problem with many investors is that they invest for excitement. There is a crucial difference between investing and gambling. Investing requires cold, hard, logical analysis. There's supposed to be no excitement to a rational, logical investment decision. You're investing to make money, not for the thrill of investing. Gambling does not incorporate logic. 4. Buying penny stocks. Penny stocks are the worst things that you can possibly invest in. Yeah, I know that a lot of penny stocks promise 1,000% returns in 2 days, but let's get serious here. What are the odds of that happening? 1 in 1,000,000? Most penny stocks are just fly-by-night operations that don't even have a serious business model. Like I said, investing requires rational, logical analysis. Do not gamble. Investing in penny stocks is the same as playing the slot machine. Final words. Beware of these mistakes the next time you invest. The key to profitable investing is to not lose money. If you lose 50% of your money, you'll need to make 100% return just to break even. Avoid these deadly mistakes at all costs. You just listened to the post titled 4 Common Mistakes That Investors Make by Tony with MoneyMiniBlog.com.
Looking to part ways with complicated, expensive, and uncertain shipping? Then give your business the edge it needs with USPS Ground Advantage shipping from the United States Postal Service. Keep everything simple with clear, upfront pricing and no unexpected surcharges. Keep things affordable with some of the lowest prices out there. And keep it all reliable with on-time ground shipments. It's time to turn shipping to your advantage. Learn how at usps.com/advantage. USPS Ground Advantage. Simple, affordable, reliable. For a lot of people, it can be stressful and confusing to manage their finances. Even I used to feel this way when using different finance apps. But then I tried Monarch Money, and everything got so much easier. Maybe you're saving for a down payment, a wedding, a dream vacation, your kids' college. I found that Monarch makes it so easy to help you reach your financial goals, whatever they are. I definitely wouldn't be able to allocate my finances or plan as clearly without help from Monarch. In fact, Monarch is the top-rated all-in-one personal finance app. It gives you a comprehensive view of all of your accounts, investments, transactions, and more. Create custom budgets, set goals, and collaborate with your partner. And now get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. After trying out Monarch for myself, I understand why it's the top-rated personal finance app. And right now, get an extended 30-day free trial when you go to monarchmoney.com/OFD. That's MONARCHMONEY.com/OFD for your extended 30-day free trial.
And I'm going to keep this ending nice and short for you today, but don't forget that you can hear a bunch of other blogs being narrated to you for free on our 4 other podcasts. To find those, search for Optimal Living Daily in the podcast app of your choice or on Spotify, and make sure you hit subscribe to get new episodes sent to you automatically. And that'll do it for today. Thanks so much for being here and listening all the way through, and I will see you tomorrow in the Thursday show, where your optimal life awaits.